Pops going and goal. Hey, look at, you got to go back and look at the game. And he played a hell of a game. I mean, he made some great saves in the third period. He made a couple of good saves leading up to that. But, I mean, it can't be the results that we gave up five that our goaltender wasn't any good. They had some fine scoring chances. He played well.
Is the concern the fact that he faced 24 shots just coming off injury, lots of traffic, got run over a couple times, would that be a concern at all with him going back in just because of the workload?
No, back-to-back, most goaltenders that I've ever dealt with felt better on back-to-back nights. And he only played a period coming into this, so he shouldn't be overworked at this point. They had some good chances. A bulk of those shots were outside that he steered pretty well, and so there wasn't a lot of heat on some of them. The traffic to the front of the net is something everybody's doing, so he's used to that.
There's no problem with the rebounds?
You go back and look at him, and he steers them to the place. So there are big rebounds, but we got the first touch on five of the seven. So it looks different from the bench. When I went back and look at the video, he was putting those rebounds in places. Now, the question you ask is, did he need rebounds? Some of them, yeah. I mean, some of those pucks that he needed, he couldn't get to eat.
And the heat of last night, like the aftermath last night,
yeah,
pretty easy for fans and for media to say that this was bigger than just a one game loss and has kind of some big picture scope. Do you see it that way, or is it just one game?
So my saying it's just one game sounds lousy. So I can't say it's just one game, right? It just sounds like the coach is blowing off a four-goal collapse. But we weren't as good as you think we were in the first two. We were good, but they weren't. And actually, after it 4-3, we did what we needed to do in the third period and held them to the last minute. So it's not bigger, but there's so many things that we got to learn how to deal with. A loss with a lead is going to happen again. I'm worried about tonight. And when I say worried, that's what our focus is. So we put the list of adversity that we're facing coming in here tonight. And now we got to learn how to handle it. Learn how to be ready on a night where your body and your mind doesn't feel ready. You don't feel fresh. They're sitting for 2 days. They're feeling like they're right there in the playoffs, and we're feeling like we got run over by a truck. And so that's what we're dealing with, and we got to figure out a way to come out with that fight.
Not to belabor it, but
go ahead. I know it's got to get answered today.
About this stuff, yeah. Part of your role here is to evaluate as well.
Yeah.
Will last night play a larger role in your evaluation look at this team than some of the other games?
Yeah, my assessment of what happened in that third period and where we got to is it's a mental. For our part of what happened in the third period, we came off the puck by 2 feet, which allowed them to make the play. So why did we do that? And there's pieces to that. Either you might be getting tired in the third period, we got on a roll, but I didn't feel that. We didn't close the gaps quite as hard enough, but the big one is we stopped making plays. And also a big chunk of that is they woke up. They're pretty good, powerful, various. Speed was a real problem for us in the third period. So those are things that we got to assess. But no, there is a certain extremism that goes to pro sports. I understand that. It's either really, really good or really, really bad. We're on a path, and we got to work through all this stuff. Going through it's not a bad thing for a hockey team, dealing with it. But going in and say the final score tells us who you are or where you are. That's just not the way. That's just not the way to develop a hockey team. You know, we're on that path to find out how we're supposed to play. The first two periods looked a lot closer to it. They weren't ready to play. That's at the end of the day. And if we clear a puck in the last minute, we're talking about weather and the storm and staying in the fight. Our conversation here is completely different on a minute of hockey. But it's not the way it is today. So we got to deal with exactly what happened last night. We had a big lead. We blew it in the third period, and they were better than we were, and how do we make that better?
You're still second in the league in man games lost to injury. Would you ever use that as a reason, not an excuse?
It's a fact. It's not an excuse.
Or what is it going to be a reason?
Well, it's a fact. We are second. I think the real telling thing to do then is take a look at the four or five other teams. So there's two things working against us. on that one thing working against us really on that stat is that because of your age and your commitment to developing these young kids, you don't have five or six extra older veteran guys or want them. I'll be clear about that. I don't want that around. So when you get banged up, you feel it a little bit more. And you will find that the teams that lead the five or six teams, and Pittsburgh may not be one of them, Detroit may not be one of them, they're at probably different age categories than we are. But you look at those five or six teams consistently every year that are in that top, they have a very, very difficult time being good. So it's just a fact. It doesn't matter. So, I mean, when we get to the games in the playoffs and we get to the point where we're in really meaningful playoff hockey games and we get banged up one or two, this is where we'll learn how to deal with it. This is where the guy that'll come in and will keep the confidence and you don't come off it in the third period because you're not sure what to do with all those extra goals on the scoreboard. So this is what we're doing. I mean, you wake up today and you're just, you know, after you get that feeling off you, and it's hard to do, you never get it completely off you. Now you got a great challenge in here because we got a bunch of things working against us going into this game tonight, which means we got a chance to do something better, especially after the way last night ended.
Ellerby, Bogosian, and Montoya updates?
No, none of them are available. Maybe they're all getting better, hopeful.
Any changes tonight?
Don't know yet. Game time decision.